on the KSRO live line. It might be a little bit fun conversation with the Sheriff's Department this morning. Sergeant Spencer Crum is here. Good morning, Sergeant Crum.
Hi, Pab. I'm a little disappointed. I didn't hear the Bad Boys theme as you introduced me.
You know, it's only because we've played it 47,000 times earlier this morning.
Oh, I missed it. Darn
and
it.
By the way, do you know that the producers of Cops bought the rights to that song for $1,250?
They had a very good deal, it sounds like.
Yes, I think they did too. So tell me, how does this happen, Spencer? How does, you know, the TV show Cops get the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department to agree, yes, you can ride along, and yes, you can film us?
It is quite a stretch for us. They sent us an email back in January,
yeah.
And I brought it before our management group, and we kind of went around the table and started talking about whether we thought this was a good idea or not. And at first, we were about 50-50 on it, and as we talked during the following weeks, we said, you know what, why not? You know, it sounds like a fun for the deputies, and it highlights all the good work we do, and we really don't have anything to hide. It kind of goes with our new era of transparency, and
that's transparency. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to remind you that you said that. I'm glad we have this recorded just in case we need to play this back after the fact. And it would be fun for me to know exactly who in the Sheriff's Department thought this was a good idea going in.
Yeah, those people remain anonymous.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You have to be seeing what happens here.
Yeah, that's where the transparency stops comes to Cops. So they're there today. So, do you just choose, okay, here are three deputies who you're going to be riding along with today. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, you know, they're going to be here for 8 weeks and like 5 days a week. So they'll be here for about 40 different shifts.
Wow.
And so from what I understand, it's kind of like the producers, once they get to know the guys and they figure out kind of who the characters on our team are and who might make for good TV.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, everybody's got different personalities around here, and some people make for good TV and some people don't. And so they'll get to know us really well over the course of the next 8 weeks.
All right, Spencer, now, you know, you're willing to tell me the truth every time that we speak. Okay,
sure.
Who's going to be the number one star of this show? Who's going to be the deputy that the folks filming Cops say, this guy, we got to have every minute?
Oh,
or this
gal? We have quite a few characters in our group. There's a couple of people that stick out, but they would probably be mortified if I mentioned them by name.
Well, I know that's why we want to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, the first guy that sticks out is Deputy Jones. Brandon
okay.
Jones is the one guy who, in my mind, would probably stick out above else because he is such a character.
All right, I'm going to make a note of that just so that when this particular part of Cops airs, which we don't know the when of it yet, do we? They'll have to film it and then schedule it, right?
Yeah, they film it, and then they take scenes, and then they'll put different scenes in, and they don't have the same agency for the whole half-an-hour episode. They do, like, three different agencies in a 30-minute show, so we might have, like, one scene in
that
show.
And they were telling me that it takes 400 hours of filming to come up with 22 minutes of television. That's one episode of Cops.
Yeah, and I think the real trick is trying to get people to sign a consent form.
No,
you know,
it isn't.
You talk about the worst moment of your life getting arrested for something truly embarrassing, and then to sign off saying, yeah, I want to be on national TV. It just amazes me that people do that. But
would you like to know the percentage of people that say yes once they've been arrested? To having that
very high
95%.
That's what I understood. 95% is what.
I think there should be some sort of mental health, you know, exam that's distributed right after the arrest. 95% of suspects who give their permission to film their arrests. Wow.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It baffles me. Just cannot believe it.
We should probably add, too, Spencer, that the cops don't get paid for this. Once they're chosen and the cops people are riding along with them and filming, there's no pay for the deputies involved.
There is no pay for the deputies involved, and there's no pay to sign a consent form. There's no incentive.
Yeah, but it seems to me that the producers of Cops ought to throw something in because, you know, come on, it is a little bit of a distraction, I would think, and the department has to go out of its way. It seems like, you know, they ought to spring for a new kitchen or, you know, new uniforms or something like that as a result.
Yeah, I guess that's our lack of negotiating ability.
Well, let me know when part two comes up, and I'll sit in with you.
Okay.
And we'll work on that. Is there any downside to this?
That's what we're looking for, the downside. We have final editing rights, and so if we did catch something bad on video that we didn't want aired to the public, then we do have final editing rights. So we really didn't see a bad side. You know, it showcases all the good work that the deputies do and the environment that they're doing it now. It's so challenging, and we really just didn't see a downside to it.
Well, it seems to me that one of the, I don't think I've ever seen a whole episode of Cops, but of course I've seen bits and pieces here and there. And it seems like, the one thing that they are able to show during the course of a program is exactly what it's like for the cops involved and what kinds of stuff specifically that cops often have to deal with. So, maybe there is a little bit of education in that regard.
Yeah, I think most Sonoma County residents don't realize what we're doing in the middle of the night, and so it will be a little bit of an eye opener for everybody.
Yeah, I did notice that they will be filming, not necessarily in the middle of the night, but they're definitely going after the swing shift, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what our action shift is.
Yeah.
Usually, early, mid, late night, so forth, but not. About 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. is about our busy time.
Well, we can't wait to see what happens, of course, and hopefully it will do nothing but show the Sheriff's Department in good light and show those bad people in their, sleeveless white tank tops in a really bad light. At least that's what I've been able to, call.
You've got the gist of the show.
All right. Thank you very much. So I didn't miss anything, and thanks for that corroboration of my education about cops. But I'm happy to talk about it, as you say, they'll be here beginning today for the next 8 weeks filming the Sheriff's Department. And then they'll come back in May and film the Santa Rosa Police Department. So you won't be alone.
No, take two to tango here.
That's right. In whatever kind of emotion all of this stirs up, we'll be anxious to see it. Maybe we'll check in with you, Spencer, about 4 weeks in, see how it's going.
Sounds good. It'll be fun.
All right. Very good. Thanks for being here this morning. That is Sergeant Spencer Crum on Cops coming to Sonoma County, filming with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department beginning today.